Poslušate Radio Študent. 89,3 MHz UKV stereo.
Intervju Radio Študent.
Drage poslušalke, dragi poslušalci, pozdravljeni v tokratnem RŠ intervjuju, kjer danes gostimo makedonski dvojec Alembik, ki ga sestavljata Viktor Tanaskovski in Iva Damjanovski. Alembik bo sta nocoj ob 20. uri v razširjeni zasedbi zasedla odr Gale Hale in smo jih povabili na pogovor, ki pa ga bomo izvedli v angleščini, da bo beseda lažje tekla. How are you guys? Hello.
Very well, thank you.
We also have Dragan here, yeah. Who is their drummer.
Yep.
So how are you guys? How has the road been? Yesterday you performed in Zagreb,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Could you say?
Today it was all well on the road.
Easy.
We got here in an hour and a half. But yesterday we were supposed to arrive in Zagreb at around 5 o'clock. We arrived at 11 in the evening.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But you still performed?
Yes.
We just went from the car to the stage. And
okay. Yeah, they were very, very understanding and very fair. Because
that
there was
really cool.
At the border, we got held up for 7 hours.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The crowd. Instruments? What?
Not only us.
Uh-huh.
It was just crowded. Yeah.
Well, that's a shame. Well, I suggest we start at the beginning of your story. So maybe you could say something about how you started making music, how you got together, just so our listeners can get like a better overview of your past, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So, Olympic started in 2020 when it was COVID. And Victor had a basement studio, and that's how it started. And since we were all mostly locked up and everything, we started making some musical experiments, I guess, because it was like a list of things that me and Victor, because we have different music backgrounds. I'm a classically trained pianist, and he's a jazz guitarist also. Can I say like classically trained?
I'm a graduated jazz guitarist.
I'm a graduated pianist. Yes, and we have very different backgrounds, but we all had like some musical wishes, you know, stuff that you would like to try, but you never did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Alembik got started, actually, during COVID. So we finished the entire album and the recording in like 3 months. Mm-hmm. And it took another year and a half to just mix the album before releasing it.
Well, that makes sense because it's such a blend of everything, right?
Yeah.
It's quite complicated music.
It's strange music, at least, yes.
And then you made your first album, right?
Yes.
So you made the album, just the two of you?
Yes,
the first album. And Alembik started as a duo. Yes, there are only two guests on a few of the songs on the first album.
Mm-hmm.
Filip Befinski, who is also gonna be a guest on the second album as well on a few songs. And also Emil Spirkoski was playing the drums on two of the songs of the first album. Other than that, the album is recorded and performed as a duo, and that's how Alembik started.
And kind of it's how it's going to, as a core.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We're still. It functions that way.
But now you're touring
The core of Alembik are the two of us, like a duo. Now for the second album, we paired together with Dragan and Andrea. Andrea is absent from the studio today.
But she's here.
Yeah.
She'll also be at the concert.
Okay.
But you can make the radio show.
So you'll be playing new material tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Mostly new.
At least half of the gig will be
more than half.
New material, yes.
Could you describe your sound, for example, because it overlaps over multiple genres? Maybe will the music be different now from the previous album?
Quite different, I would say, yes. Even though we are still keeping some of the... I mean, it's obviously the same two people behind the initial creative process for the songs and for the soundscape, for the materials being used, so to say. But the thing that the thing itself that we have drums and bass at the moment makes the music much different than the first one. So we are trying to keep the ambient aspect, for instance, from the first album, but it is now much more rhythmically driven. So it's in an instant, it's more prog rock.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say. Okay. Amazing. Well, I was exploring your discography in the past few days, and I discovered Azra, which is a song about your cat.
No, it's actually
a song written by
the cat.
It's actually written. Could you explain that for
sure.
Our audience?
Well, yes, that's Victor's cat. She was found on a tree. Hi, Azra. We are so sorry to be leaving you again. She was really sad when we were traveling. And yes, Victor had some clips of her walking on the piano. She always wanted to jump. When she was a kitten, she liked to jump on the piano and walk all over the keyboard. And he sent me like 5 recordings of her. We decided to do a song because we tried to, like, one of the concepts inside the first album is challenging the concept of music authorship, that it doesn't have to be only human.
Mm-hmm.
So there is like a co-author is listed Azra for one song, and as a co-author is listed my Roland, my Roland synth, because he has a solo, because he was set on a he or she, I'm sorry, I just assumed it's gender.
Yeah.
But the closest I could get to a machine deciding what is happening is like outside of AI, I guess, but that's still, I think this is like closer to machine deciding, was its random function. So it has a random function generated solo. So that's why it's listed also again as a co-author. And I wrote a fugue on a part. I transcribed all these parts that the sounds that the cat makes on the piano, I transcribed them. And then I composed a fugue on 2 bars of it. I took a piece and then I composed a fugue, and then in the end she does a solo because she actually, we recorded her again actually walking on the keyboard.
Yeah, that's really interesting actually. And the song is also, it has a music video, which I found really interesting, but all of your music videos are actually quite like original. And I was wondering how come, like, in the song Dynamo you relied on archived footage. So what was the idea behind this? Did you always find a new person to create the music video, or did you collaborate when you were making it?
Yes, well, we collaborated with Dejan Jovanov. He was the director of that video. There was initially, I had a different idea for that video. I had the idea, that's why I'm talking, because you have a constantly spinning camera, and that proved to be very, very problematic. And so out of necessity, like, this idea came to the director, kind of bypassing the whole recording footage process, because it took a lot from us, but none of the footage was usable, and we were like tired of having to record something again. And so he said, but there's a lot of these videos, there's this channel with these archival stuff from the Macedonian radio TV archive.
Yeah, the national television.
The national television. And so he made this collage of all these things. There are commercials there, there are, I don't know, different movies, very strange stuff. And it's very important because we hope that it also got the conversation going for the archive to be a bit better preserved and digitalized and everything, because it's not. And we called the national television actually then to ask if it's okay to use the footage, because it was illegally downloaded from YouTube. And but we told them, and then they said, where did you find this? It's actually our fault that it is like this and not organized, and that we cannot actually, like, that it's not us doing this archiving properly. And so they allowed us to use the standard seconds time that you can use, which are okay to use from each movie and clip, as long as we listed them all. So when you click on the video, you have all those movies and commercials with credits under the video. And hopefully, like, I think maybe it got the, it kind of got the one interview got the conversation going about maybe, you know, revisiting the archives, because it's not being well preserved.
Yeah, that is actually a huge problem, right? And everything is accessible on the internet. But for your album, you also created photograms, right?
Oh yeah.
Could you say a few words about that?
Just as with the music that we made back then, the photograms were something that we've been talking about for a while and wanted to try and explore that field. So I don't even know how it came to be that the photograms were decided, that we decided to use the photograms for the album. We just made them just to try how the process goes, and then I think it was Eva's idea to use them not only as the album cover but also each of the songs. We don't have a CD with us at the moment, but not only that the album cover is a photogram, but also if you go through the booklet, every song has its own photogram,
yes,
accompanying the lyric and the music.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, it's also visible on YouTube, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I forgot about that.
Okay. Your most recent project was actually music for a short film, right? Titled Hala.
Well, that was a year ago, but yes, one of the most recent.
Kind of,
so
yes.
To say. Yeah.
Accessible to us,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's the film is supposed to like explore the topic of man's destructive nature, right? I was wondering if you're like closely connected to that, or and it also involves like some like Slavic mythology.
Yes.
Do you feel connected to that area?
It was done as part of a residency program in a village, which we were sadly not able actually to attend in person, but we did the music and it was one take. We still hadn't seen the movie. We just saw very few snippets and then we just sat. 7 minutes was the recording time of this 7 minutes.
So you made the music without actually...
Yes.
Well, and it took as long as
the
song lasts, that's how much it took us to make it actually, because it was one take, improvisational piece, recorded straight away.
And we were trying to get this like tribal, very raw, very... I don't know, mystical sound to try and do that without making it trivial.
Yeah. Do you have any idea when the film will be available?
No, the film was.
I don't think it's online anywhere.
It's not online.
It was part of some program a year ago
at one of the film festivals in Skopje.
That's for sure. That's when
one.
It had the premiere.
Yeah, okay,
I'm not
cool.
sure where.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It's called Etnof for ethnographic films.
Yes, okay. Yes. And but what we tried to accomplish was to kind of blend some folklore elements, such as Eva singing in that song is unlike anything that Eva sings in any other
yeah,
song.
I noticed that. Yeah, it's quite original.
And the scales that we are using, the scale that I am using in the solos and in the especially the intro guitar. Is something called the double harmonic scale, which is something that is very often used in Hungarian music and in Macedonian folklore, and it comes from the east, of course, because it's an altered Phrygian mode, something like that. But never mind. So that's what we tried to achieve in a way. What else? Yeah, the only thing that is there are two versions you might have noticed. One is the movie edit with lyrics, with text, I mean, and the other one is the vocal only without words.
But the words were not actually ours.
The words are not written by us.
It's from one of the girls who directed the movie.
Yes.
No, so it was given.
Yeah, so that is the
it's
only overdubbed recording on the song itself. That's the only overdub. Everything else other than the words is recorded as one take.
Okay, amazing. You also used the theremin, right?
Yes.
That is quite unordinary. How come you've decided to take up such a like unique instrument? Would you say that it defines your music? That it gives it like an edge?
I hope it does,
Probably, one of the trademarks of Olympic.
Yeah, I don't know when I don't remember when I decided to pursue this, but I just remember that I saw it, that I thought this is super cool and I have to play it. And then I tried to find one, but it's impossible to find one in Macedonia, so I tried to make one. That was an epic fail, but I at least tried. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, one appeared that actually had a story of its own. And so, I don't know, one thing led to another. Then I played with the Philharmonic.
Okay, amazing. Yeah. I was wondering if you could say a few words about the Macedonian music scene. Do you feel that you have good conditions to create? That there's enough
to
venues?
To create, yes, venues, no. Venues are probably the only real problem that we are facing now.
Everybody
keeps complaining about fundings and stuff, but I'm not very much into that in terms of I'm not agreeing completely with everybody complaining about that, because I think that if we had a proper venue and a proper place with many rehearsal rooms and where you can record, where you can do whatever you feel like, that would help us much more than fundings for every separate project.
But you could be misunderstood for this. Funding is obviously needed to get these things going, but the thing is, what Victor is trying to say, they are already there, just not being used properly.
Yeah,
it's not the lack of funds or the lack of means or the lack of money, it's the lack of access. Because these places do exist, but they are usually not well equipped. They just need the equipment or the soundproofing or the competent team to run them, and access to young people. And the music scene is booming.
There's more than ever.
We're watching, from our radio station, we're quite shocked at everything that's going on.
And it's just incredible how it manages to function so well when it comes to like venues and access and means and just technical stuff from every aspect.
So the infrastructure is quite...
It's not organized.
Okay.
Not at all.
Well, it's been 3 years since your last album. You've toured Western Europe, Macedonia, and most of the Balkans, right? When is the album coming out?
Until the end of the year, it will be out for sure. We just finished recording most of it, and it's just missing drums and bass because we are doing this the opposite way, not recording drums first, but recording everything else first, drums
in the end.
Okay,
that's interesting,
yeah. And so drums and bass will be recorded now in the beginning of September when we get back from this tour, and then it should be out in a couple of months.
Okay, amazing. Well, I wish you the best of luck with your performance today.
Thank you.
And with the album and all of your new projects in the future. Thank you for being our guests at Radio Student.
Thank you for having us.
Torej danes v Gali Hali ob 8. zvečer vsi, ki ste zdaj bili malo prevzeti. Za zaključek pa bomo poslušali še njihovo pesem Dynamo, ki je bila del torej njihovega zadnjega in tudi prvega albuma. Za vso prihajajočo glasbo pa torej moramo počakati še do konca leta.
Intervju Radija Študent.